As a snack food, popcorn is reasonably healthy, but for the workers who process and package it, it can be a serious health hazard. At one microwave popcorn factory in Missouri, dozens of workers have developed severe lung disease. Doctors believe the culprit is the butter flavoring used in popcorn. While it's perfectly safe to eat, they say it's clogged the lungs of workers at the popcorn plant. Now, the workers are suing the company that produces the flavoring. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Kansas City.
Jasper is a small town of just about 1,000 people in southwest Missouri. The popcorn plant, operated by Gilster Mary Lee, is the town's largest employer. At the plant, next door to Jasper's elementary school, popcorn kernels are blown through metal pipes, cleaned, mixed with salt, oil, and flavorings, and packaged. There's a faint smell of butter in the air.
I helped them unload the first microwave popcorn machine off the truck and start setting it up, you know, and I was there from day one.
Hank Brand started at the plant in 1986 under its previous owners. After 7 years on the job, he says he developed a chronic cough and often found himself short of breath.
I'd been to several doctors. Started off, they said asthma, emphysema, sent me to St. Louis in 96. I said emphysema, you know.
Around the same time, one of the workers Brand had trained, Linda Redman, began developing similar symptoms. Redman says when she took the job, it looked easy enough. She sat down all day and packed popcorn into cartons. But like Hank Brand, she soon found herself having difficulty breathing.
I'd walk upstairs to break room, and I couldn't hardly make it up the stairs. And I thought, what's wrong with me? And I first thought it was a cold, and it just kept getting worse. And I started having panic attacks because I'd try to walk to my car, and I'd get real short-winded. And I thought, gee, what is it, you know? And I ended up in the emergency room several times.
Like Hank Brand, Redman was treated for emphysema. Doctors determined that her lungs had lost 80% of their capacity, forcing her to quit work and go on disability. Several other workers at the plant were also being treated by area doctors for respiratory problems. But it wasn't until 2 years ago that someone put all the pieces together. That's when a law firm in the Kansas City area brought a thick file of medical records to Alan Parmet, a doctor specializing in occupational medicine.
And I took a look at the records and just went, holy smokes, because it was very clear to me that you had some very sick people with a very unusual pulmonary condition called bronchiolitis obliterans. It's rare. Maybe 1 in 100,000 people get it. In my whole life, I'd seen 3 cases. Okay, in front of me, I've got 6.
Dr. Parmet alerted the Missouri Department of Public Health, which soon brought in researchers from the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH. NIOSH researchers visited the Jasper plant to test current and former workers. In all, they found more than 100 people affected. People who have bronchiolitis obliterans, a condition where the lungs lose much of their ability to function, usually know how they got it. Dr. Parmet cites cases where men were exposed to spilled rocket fuel and a worker who cleaned out a tank used for sulfuric acid without wearing a respirator. The Jasper workers had developed a debilitating condition at a plant where there wasn't a catastrophic event and where you wouldn't expect to find hazardous chemicals. After ruling out the popcorn, salt, and oil, Parmet and others focused on about the only ingredient left, the butter flavoring. NIOSH brought all the experts together to look at the problem, including, says Dr. Parmet, some who'd seen a similar incident more than 10 years ago at a baking plant in Indiana.
The primary oil that's suspect here in the butter flavor is called diacetyl, which is a very common oil. It's in normal butter. It's in the coffee we're drinking here. So we all get it. And if you pull out the chemistry books, it's not listed as being toxic. So we're very puzzled with that. And yet here's some knowledge from the late 80s, that maybe some people knew there was a problem with this product back then.
If some people knew that butter flavoring could be a health hazard when used in food preparation, that certainly wasn't shared with workers at the popcorn plant. The company that owns the Jasper plant today bought it in 1999, just as the scope of health problems began to be known. NIOSH officials say the company apparently had no idea of the health risk employees faced when working around concentrated amounts of the butter flavoring. The company has cooperated with the doctors, it's improved ventilation, and sealed the tanks of butter flavoring. Under Missouri law, Gilster Mary Lee's liability is limited to paying workers' compensation to those affected. But the sickest workers have filed a class action lawsuit against International Flavors and Fragrances, the New York-based company that makes the butter flavoring. Their lawyer, Ken McLean, says IFF should have warned workers at the Jasper plant about the hazards in handling the flavoring.
What our investigation has shown is that other members of the industry were aware of the dangers of diacetyl and, in fact, were taking precautions regarding the breathing of this material.
Neither the popcorn company nor the flavor manufacturer will discuss what happened at the Jasper plant. International Flavors and Fragrances says in a statement that its butter flavoring is safe when used according to specified safety procedures. And the company says instructions for safe handling of the product were provided to the Jasper plant. For their part, NIOSH officials are now conducting health surveys at other microwave popcorn plants. So far, they've found two other plants where workers making microwave popcorn have developed the debilitating lung disease. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.